This week at the Mecklenburg County Courthouse, a judge asked another judge to block a forthcoming report that she says would further damage her reputation and run for re-election. WFAE Sarah D'Elia was at the courthouse and has this report.
Earlier this month, WBTV reporter Nick Oxner reported that a district court judge has taken years to enter orders in dozens of cases. That judge, Oxner reported, is Aretha Blake, who is seeking re-election.
Judge Aretha Blake took the bench in January 2017. Since then, she's racked up more than 50 cases involving things like child custody or child support where she hasn't entered an order, all more than 2 years old.
In court documents, Blake, who moved from family to juvenile court, claims Oxner made, quote, misleading and false statements, and that his reporting, quote, intentionally misled the voting public. Blake asked Superior Court Judge Daniel Kienert to block a forthcoming WBTV report that she says would further defame her character. The upcoming election was the theme in court Wednesday. Blake's attorney, Walter Bowers, argued Oxner's reporting was intended to disgrace and degrade Judge Blake and was also an attack on a free and fair public election. Oxner's attorney, John Buchan, who frequently represents WFAE, argued that if the court intervened, it would be censoring the media, a violation of the First Amendment. He also said that if the court intervened, it could be a detriment to the public and voters. Ultimately, Judge Kienert denied Judge Blake's request for a temporary restraining order, which would have temporarily blocked Oxner's pending report on Blake. Before both parties left, he said, quote, I don't have a crystal ball and I can't determine right or wrong in this situation. He added that if the reports weren't true, that a great injustice was being done to Judge Blake. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.